The descriptions of
them. Of like your parents, possibly.
I have to leave by 1. Who's going to ask?
Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2, Stephanie Benson and Susan Cohn are interviewing Martha Rogal on November 5th, 1975. Is she supposed to sign this
after? It doesn't matter.
Could you tell us about your family, beginning as far back as your memory will take you?
As my memory will take me?
Yes.
Well, I was born, I can't tell you, I mean, if I tell you about my birth, this is way beyond what my memory will take.
Right.
You want to know where I was born?
Yes, we'd like to know your birthday.
I was born in Altoona, April the 10th, 1900.
Could you tell us something about your parents?
My parents were born in Lithuania. They came to this country in the late 1880s. They met and married in Altoona. In 1899,
yes. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers, and two sisters and three brothers.
Could you give us their names?
My brothers' names are Roy, Maury, and Milton Ruttenberg. My sisters' names are Florence London and Sid Friedman.
Who is the oldest in your family?
I am.
And who comes next?
Maury Ruttenberg comes next. Then Roy. Then my sister, Sid Friedman. Then Milton. Then Florence. And that's it.
What was the relationship like between you and your parents?
Delightful. Delightful. My mother was a very loving, kind woman. My father was a typical father, kind, firm at times. It was a very nice relationship.
What about the relationship between you and your brothers and sisters?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Are you still close with them?
Very close, yes. Very close with my brothers and sisters.
What role did religion play in your home life?
My mother and father were religious. Not fanatics. But we were brought up in a typical Jewish household.
How did your economic status have any effect on your lifestyle?
No effect whatsoever. I was raised in a fairly comfortable home. My childhood was very pleasant. So I never felt any economic I had no feelings about economics in those days.
What was your father's occupation?
My father was a merchant.
Could you tell us about the community in which you grew up?
I actually grew up in Connellsville. My having been born in Altoona, at an early age, my family moved to Connellsville. And as far back as I can remember, it was just a delightful childhood, playmates, nothing disturbing in any way that I was aware of.
Were most of your friends from your immediate neighborhood?
Yes.
Are you still friendly with any of these old friends from your childhood?
Do you want me to mention names?
Yes, you can mention names.
Well, the only one around that I know well is Barney Goodman. He was raised in the same small town in Connellsville as I was.
What type of schooling was made available to you while you were growing up in Connellsville?
Public school. Just plain public school.
What subjects were offered to you in elementary school and high school?
Same subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Did you enjoy school?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed school very much.
Did you have any schooling after high school?
Yes, I did. I went to Waynesburg College. And I took up a teacher's training course. And then I taught school after that. And I taught, my first school was a one-room school where I had to walk about 2 miles to get to this school. And I had all the grades that went to this particular school, I had them all in my one room.
How long did you teach at this school?
I only taught at this school one year, and then I was transferred to an eight-room school where I taught first grade.
Did you enjoy teaching first
very
grade?
Very much, very, very much, yes.
How long did you teach?
I taught until I was until I was married.
What was your attitude toward your teachers while you were in school?
While I was in school?
Let's say in elementary school first.
I respected my teachers, and to me, they were a great influence in my life. In those days, teachers were highly respected,
yes.
And I enjoyed them.
How was the discipline in the schools while you were growing up?
Corporal punishment was allowed, which didn't hurt anybody. Corporal punishment was allowed when I taught school. And I don't think anyone suffered as a result of it.
How did your teachers influence you?
You mean my teacher? Well, honey, my teachers in the early grades, I hardly remember. My teachers in high school and college influenced me because I respected them as teachers. To me, they were lofty individuals. I don't know whether that attitude exists today or not.
What kind of religious education was made available to you?
Having lived in a small community, there really wasn't much religious education. Only what I got in my own home.
There wasn't any temple or synagogue.
No, not to speak of. And I don't remember going to synagogue or temple until I moved to Pittsburgh.
When did you move to Pittsburgh?
In 1920.
What type of medical care did you have while you were growing up in Connellsville?
I suppose it was good.
So,
I'm.
Did you go to a doctor regularly?
No. In those days, we didn't know. I remember one illness I had, and the doctor would drive up in his horse and buggy, and he came every day. But I don't remember much else than that.
So you were never very sick when you were a child, and there's never any serious illness in your family?
No, no.
What did you do for fun and recreation during your teenage years?
During my teenage years? I played basketball.
That's great.
I was on a basketball team, and we played boys' rules. That was my principal recreation in high school.
Did your family go on many vacations?
No. No, not many. The family was large, and when my mother and father took a vacation, they took it without us.
Where would they go on vacations?
Atlantic City. Where else?
Did you have any hobbies when you were growing up?
No, not while I... Well, I have to stop and think. Not particularly. I didn't acquire hobbies until after I was married.
What hobbies did you acquire then?
I was very much interested in flower arranging. I entered shows. And I won some ribbons. And of course, community work meant a great deal to me. I was surrounded by it after marriage.
Do you still do flower arranging?
For my own enjoyment, not for competition.
How did you meet your husband?
I was taken to a party that he gave in his home. And I met him in his own home.
So were you with another date?
I was with another date, yes. And they had just bought this huge home. I remember the number exactly, 226 South Negley Avenue. And I had a date. My date took me to this big party given by Hyman Rokow.
What year was that? Do you remember?
The early part of 1921.
Did you start dating soon
after
that?
I started dating
Mr. Rokow.
Yes, I started dating Mr. Rokow.
And how soon after were you married?
We were married in November 1921. That seems like ancient history to you, doesn't it?
A little bit. Where did you and your husband first live?
We lived in the home at 226 South Negley for about a year. And then we moved, we bought a home on Cayman Street. And from there on, of course, do you want to know about the various homes we had?
Yes.
And then we moved to Bell Rock Street, Northumberland Street, and eventually ended in the park.
The house on South Negley, was that in an ethnically mixed neighborhood at that time?
No, it wasn't. We had moved, he had bought this home actually out of an ethnic neighborhood. No, it was not.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your homes, you said, were they in ethnically mixed neighborhoods?
Well, if you call Squirrel Hill an ethnically mixed neighborhood, then they were.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Two.
Could you give us their names?
Alvin,
when they were born?
Alvin Rogal. You want the date of his birth? February the 25th. I'll be giving his age. 1923. And Leora was born October the 25th, 1927.
How would you compare the way you were raised with the way you raised your children?
Oh, my dear. There were many more facilities available when my children were raised. There weren't the conveniences when I was raised as there were when they were raised. It wasn't nearly as comfortable.
Could you give us some examples?
Well, we didn't have the electrical conveniences. An ice box was the ice man used to come.
That's just amazing.
When I was raised, the telephone was on the wall, and we used to have to reach anyone we called. By ringing the bell, and the telephone operator would come on. I mean, these are the inconveniences. They weren't inconveniences at the time. I mean, it was just a natural way of living. But as years went by, the inconveniences became great conveniences.
Where were you living when your children were first born?
When Alvin was born, I lived on South Negley Avenue. And when Leora was born, we lived on Cayman Street.
What organizations were you involved with during your early married life?
I immediately joined all of them.
Could you tell us what all of them were?
I joined Council, Ladies Hospital Aid, Hadassah. You name them, honey. I belong to all of them.
What did you do for these organizations?
I would belong to committees. I don't remember what my activities. I didn't have too many activities. Only that I would belong to the organization. I'd become a member of a committee, and function on the committee as I was supposed to.
Were you active in these organizations throughout your life?
Yes. Now the first important activity was in Hadassah. In 1937, I was their first luncheon chairman. They used to give dinners up until this time, Hadassah dinners, but then they changed it to Hadassah luncheons, and I was their first chairman. And the affair was held at the William Penn Hotel, I remember. And it was a huge success. Many people came to that luncheon who had never attended any of the dinners, and it was quite a success.
Do you remember anything else about any of the other organizations?
Do you want me to tell you about a very interesting experience I had?
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
In 1936, I was invited. I won't go into detail as to how the invitation came. It came through a friend of ours who was a member of Congress. And I was invited to attend a reception at the White House. Mr. Roosevelt was president at the time. And of course it was an outstanding event as far as I was concerned. I never in my wildest dreams could conceive of attending this huge formal reception where I met Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt, of course. And many other notables, members of the staff, and it was an outstanding.
Can you tell us something about that evening?
Well, yes. We were. Do you want me to go into detail?
Yes, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt stood in line greeting the guests. As each guest approached Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt, we were introduced by name. And I remember so distinctly when my name was called, Mrs. Rogel from Pittsburgh, he said, "Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, oh, Pittsburgh has gone through such a strife with their recent flood. I hope they have no more floods." And then when I was presented to Mrs. Roosevelt, she said, "I agree with Mr. Roosevelt." And then, of course, after that, we were ushered into another room where we were served, and dancing took place, and it was an evening I'll never forget.
I'm sure it was.
But can you imagine Mr. Roosevelt remembering that Pittsburgh had suffered a recent flood?
That goes to show.
He's a great man.
Yes. What organizations was Mr. Roosevelt involved with? Say, starting with your early married life.
Well, his great love was the YMHA, of course. He was president of the Y. He was campaign chairman many times. This was his great interest, and of course he belonged to all organizations. He was one of the I know he was instrumental, among others, in forming the Federation, the United Federation. Before that, there were little individual charities that would have their own drives and raise funds for this or that or the other. And then, of course, they all formed the Federation, of which he was one of the instigated.
How did he first become involved with the Y?
The Y was his, he became involved with the Y when he was a very young boy. Mm-hmm. When there wasn't even a Y building. When there were just meeting rooms, he became involved.
Where were these meeting rooms, do you remember?
I don't know where they were, dear. They were in the Hill District somewhere. And I various halls where they could meet.
There's a Hyman Rogow room, I know, at the Y. How was that room named? Could you tell us something about that?
Yes. For years, his friends at the Y wanted to have a testimonial dinner for him, which he would never, never allow. And then finally they came up with the idea that they would dedicate a room to the four chaplains. The four chaplains were men of faith who went down and sacrificed their lives in order to save many others on board this ship. This was during the First World War. Well, this has always been so meaningful to him. When he said the only way he would allow any kind of a testimonial would be to build a four chaplains room and have this dedicated to the four chaplains. But he was overruled after the thing started going and a dinner was planned. He was overruled, and they called it the Hyman Rogow room.
Can you tell us something about that dinner?
It was huge. It was inspiring. It was delightful. I know the ballroom at the William Penn Hotel was filled with people.
Do you remember approximately how many people were there?
Oh dear! If I'd have known you were going to ask me this question, I would have had the picture. I would have had a picture ready. I would only be guessing. It would be hundreds. And I can only as many people as could get into this huge ballroom balcony at the William Penn.
The four chaplains are honored by a picture on the wall in the Y room.
The four chaplains. Yes, the four chaplains. Well, when Mr. Rogow gave his consent after they started with the four chaplains idea, he wanted a photograph of the four chaplains. I mean, something done in oil, and they went to a. I think Joe Katz was instrumental in getting the artist. And he got an artist in New York. And of course, Mr. Rogow explained to him exactly what this meant to him, the fact that it made a great impression on him. The artist came up with this painting, which of course was passed by Mr. Katz and Mr. Rogow. That's how that came by.
Excuse me one minute. I think
yes, dear.